We begin our call this morning with the head coach of the University of Maine, Joe Harris-Simiak. Good morning, Coach Harris-Simiak.
Good morning, Rob.
How are you? Good weekend off?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. We just hit the road, did some recruiting, so it wasn't bad.
We talked about this a little bit last week, but two byes now for you guys in 3 weeks. Had it sort of, certainly a unique situation for you as a coach. Did you guys, over the past week, try to create some more game situations in practice or just use the week to get some guys healed up?
Yeah, I think we did a little bit of both. You know, obviously it's been a little just challenging, I think, from just a mentality standpoint of being in a game week. And, you know, with young guys these days, it's just hard to keep them focused a lot of the times. But I think we did a good job of that. I think the kids did a good job with it. So, you know, we had a couple just main practices, I guess you would call it, just good on good. No scheme involved, really, a Villanova prep. And we just tried to get, you know, keep our tempo, keep our legs underneath us and stay mentally prepared. And then, you know, toward the end of the week and yesterday, we had some Villanova prep, and obviously we'll go into the game week as normal. But we just tried to do both, but it's been challenging just to keep them ready. You know, we've played one game in 3 weeks. We won't play back-to-back games in a seven-day window until obviously next week when we play Rhode Island after Villanova. So it's just been a little weird. I've never been through this. I know I'm a young guy, but, you know, haven't been through this yet. So just try to handle it the best we can, and ultimately we'll see how we do.
Got a media question queue for you, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Christopher Heidel with Herb FM Sports Radio.
Gage, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Did you get a chance, I know you were recruiting over the weekend, did you get a chance to watch Villanova against Towson, and what's your earliest getting ready for that game on this Saturday in Philly?
Yeah, obviously, you know, they're extremely well coached. I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, I know I have a defensive background, and going against their offense since I've been here for 7 years, it's just extremely challenging with formations and motions, and you have to be very disciplined with your eyes in order to have a chance to stay competitive. And obviously, defensively, it's a different style of defense that we've seen so far this year. So being, you know, prepped for that, it's just it's a challenge to our guys. You know, a lot of different pressure looks and, you know, I would just say from an overall standpoint, they're just extremely well coached, and we have respect for that program, and we know it's going to be a battle every time, and we just have to be extremely disciplined. Our eyes have to be in the right spots on both sides of the ball, and hopefully we can put ourselves in the fourth quarter to have a chance to win.
And talk about Villanova just lost their quarterback this weekend against Towson. They brought in the freshman, true freshman, who never took any snaps with the ones. You know, how do you prepare for a Villanova squad that might have two quarterbacks, and you don't know which one's going to start on Saturday?
Yeah, I think first things, hopefully Zach's okay. You know, we always like to go against the best, and he's one of the best, so I think that's the first thing we want to say. I hope he plays. You know, you always like to get a good gauge of yourself against the best, so hopefully he comes back and plays. If he doesn't, you know, we got to prepare for the same scheme. You know, that's the only tape we have on the backup, so it didn't seem like they were doing a lot different. Now, I know it's a different idea if you have a week to prepare with someone that you know is going to play. So I don't know if the game plan will be much different. I'm sure that they recruit quarterbacks that fit their system, so I'm sure they have confidence in him, and we'll go, you know, we'll go forward really focusing on the scheme rather than the individual, and we'll just kind of see how it goes. But hopefully Zach can get healed up and play against us.
Yeah. Well, good luck this week in practice, and I'll see you Saturday.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Larry Mahoney with the Bangor Daily News.
Morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Just thoughts. You get Micah Wright, hopefully will be available this week. And, you know, what could he bring to the table? And what do you have for an injury update?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, Mike has been practicing for a couple weeks now, just getting his body back into it. You know, he'll be available to play this Saturday. Depending on how we move through this week and just seeing how he responds in the number of reps, we'll be, you know, we'll have a plan for that. But obviously, it's good to have him back and give us a lot of depth there. Obviously, and we get an all-league kid back, so that's good. And then as far as the injury report, we came out of the game obviously against James, you were a little banged up, but we're fine now. I mean, we had a blessing with another week off, so we should be good. We were healthy yesterday, so should be no changes there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Joe, as far as I can remember, that Maine has always played a very challenging schedule, and even with the game that got missed with UCF, this will be your third straight nationally ranked FCS team that you've played to start the season with Brian in there. How do you, I guess, talk to your kids about the challenge of that, and do you feel like even though you've lost a couple of conference games, that you've got a pretty good football team?
Yeah, I think that's honestly a question that we've been asking ourselves. I don't know really how good we are or not so good we are. Obviously with the teams that we played, they're top programs in the league. So obviously losing a close one to New Hampshire and then playing well for, three quarters basically at JMU. So you got to take some confidence away from that. But I don't know yet whether we're good or bad, or we'll figure it out, I guess. But we're just trying to focus on us and continue to grind and just continue to do things the right way, continue to put ourselves in position in the fourth quarter to win, and ultimately our kids got to make the plays. So we put a lot of the ownership on us and only us to get it done. And as far as the challenging schedule goes, I mean, it got us prepared last year. We started off 0-3, and then we ripped 5 in a row. So hopefully, we can get that done again this weekend, starting with another great challenge. But I think that just speaks to the depth of this league and where we're at. I mean, it's the best league in the country, hands down, and we love being a part of it. Our kids won't want anything different, and I think that's why ultimately these kids pick on coming to Maine, because they can play in this conference.
After 3 weeks, I just want to look at both sides of the ball, and offensively you guys averaging nearly 400 yards a game. Obviously getting Micah back is provides you another weapon on the outside. Do you feel like you like where you are offensively right now?
Yeah, I think obviously last game, we talked about the quarterback, and he's got to get back to what he did in the first two games. It all starts there with everyone, with every team. So he's got to play better. But obviously the way we're running the football right now is really what's setting the tone over there. I think our O-line has played extremely well. They're very well prepared. We do a great job during the week, and it starts right there. So if we can continue that and add pieces like Micah and keep guys healthy, I think we can do some damage there. And then but we'll see. This is another challenge. It's a different defense, a different style in terms of how we, have to block things and all and that kind of stuff. So, it'll be a challenge for sure, especially going on the road. And they're back home after being on the road, I believe, for 2 weeks. So, we'll have our work cut out for us for sure.
Defensively, you guys have been stout as usual. But one guy that we haven't really had a chance to talk about too much is Jerron Gray, your redshirt freshman linebacker, 25 tackles, 4 tackles for loss, 2 forced fumbles already in just 3 games. Talk about the year he's had, and how much did he benefit maybe a year ago watching some of the veteran guys that you had at that position?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I think one of the strong points of our program, even when I was an assistant, is the ability to redshirt guys. We bring in 18 to 20 guys. I would say over an average, we redshirt 15 to 16 of them. We don't have a lot of true freshmen that play. And it ends up benefiting us greatly down the road. And that, obviously, Jerron's situation is a little unique because he's making an impact already in his second year. But he's just – his football IQ is probably the highest that we have. He's extremely athletic for a linebacker. We put him in a lot of challenging situations. But he's one of those guys that just – you teach him one thing once and he gets it. And as an assistant coach and a positional coach, that's what you want to see, obviously, because – you can spend on, really coaching them hard on the things that matter. You don't have to go over stuff 2 or 3 times. And like I said, his IQ is very, very high. He's productive as a young kid in this league. The moment's not too big for him. And hopefully he continues to make plays and he grows into a leader for us. But he, right now he ain't coming off the field anytime soon.
You touched earlier about the injury that to Zach that happened last Saturday, and wanting to play the best. And obviously, Villanova lost Rob Roll also for the season. They announced, and it had some other guys banged up. Just in general, as a coach, because you've gone through it a lot of years, how do you guys address the injury situation? You obviously know they're going to happen through the course of the year, but when you lose, especially leaders on your team, how do you deal with that as a coach?
It's very, very challenging. I mean, that's why, when you see these injuries, and I mean, when we played JMU, Carden went down before we got to play him, and it's just, I think people got to realize how much these kids put into it and how much the coaches have a special relationship with these kids, and that's the reason we met, and that's the reason we have a relationship, is because of football. When you take that away from someone, It's very, very challenging. So, you know, it's very hard to deal with. We try and stay as supportive as we can of our kids when that situation happens with them, and just make sure we include them in on. They're still part of the team, and making sure they're around the guys, because that's really why they're here. So that's from a personal standpoint. That's how we try and deal with it. And obviously, when you go against teams that have these guys go down, it's just you want to play the best. I mean, that's why you're in the CAA. So from a preparation standpoint, we'll still prepare unless we hear that Zach's not playing before Saturday. But, you know, we'll go into it focusing on the scheme. We'll see what happens. And it's Villanova. They'll be ready. So they'll be fine. They'll coach their guys up. They've proven that no matter who plays, they'll be all right. So we still have a tremendous challenge. And obviously we wish the best for Zach and for Rob. Hopefully they get back whenever they get back. And hopefully they're on the field soon, because it just makes CAA football a much better spot.
All right, Joe. Thanks, as always, for the time this morning, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks.